Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend tonight. Praise Yahweh. Got a great one going here this week in the exciting series, Ephratah. Now, we have proven, we believe, beyond the shadow of a reasonable doubt, and, of course, the preponderance of the evidence has to be weighed, and we have to judge rightly with a righteous judgment in these matters when we go in and boldly proclaim that there's something wrong with some of the text in the Holy Scriptures. Now, just because the Scriptures are holy doesn't mean that those with unholy hands cannot change it. They did. And we are warned accordingly. So now that we have caught, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've exposed those lying translators, as we call them, in certain places, as they have said in the text that Christ, we call him Yahweh Shua in a flesh body, Jesus as you would know him in the standard King James Bible, that he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, as it is written. But we find fault with that text. We have proven by going into the ancient scriptures that Bethlehem Ephratah is not Bethlehem, Judea. They have a geographical difference of at least 50 miles. Now, by saying that the birthright son would come out of Bethlehem Ephratah, we are declaring emphatically that Christ was not a Jew. He was an Ephraimite out of the birthright kingdom tribe from whence the stone shepherd would come. We laid all that groundwork. Tonight, we're going to go into the final phase of this subject. And when we say final phase, we mean that there's other things to be brought. But at this time, we're going to conclude tonight. This is the last in the series of Ephratah, and we are going to have it available for you if you would like to have the exciting series. Now, you can also listen, by the way, upon our archives at soundwave2000.com. And by the way, since I have mentioned soundwaves2000.com, we will be going beginning Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be going on soundwaves2000.com to continue an hour prolonged broadcast after we leave Truth Radio Network. So if you will make you a little note that as soon as we're off of Truth, click on to our website, The Shepherd's Call, and there should be, if we get the arrangement and all of the work done, our webmaster, Sister Sherry, is taking care of that business. So we should have, by Monday, the site fixed where you can click on The Shepherd's Call. You have it bookmarked. If not, you need to find it. And if you can, we can give Sherry's email address for you Monday night if you have trouble finding it, and then she can help you and guide you and direct you in the direction. Now, all you've got to do really simply is, if you're listening to computer downloading equipment, you can type in 2000soundwaves.com, and that will take you to the site. There, click on the live broadcast at 9 p.m. We'll be there for 1 hour, so you'll have to make the switch, and we apologize for that, but it's an opportunity that Dr. Gary thought was available and that we could take this and extend our program for 1 hour into network that we could get the information that we believe that is sorely needed out to you. Now, we've had many responses, calls, people telling us that they have learned a lot on this week of exciting series. And we appreciate that. We are very humbled by the ones, and of course we know there's only a few, that care to be led in the right way. Many are on the path of deceit. We could change our doctrine. We could hide these things that we're revealing and keep them hid from you, and we could be part of the problem and not the solution. But we are solution seekers, and we are after those seekers, and we have told you repeatedly that we're after those that are on the meat, that have exercised their faith, and that they have actually grown teeth, if you will, to get into the meat of the subject, praise Yahweh. For those that are on milk, as it says, are unskillful. Now, we have actually done trailblazing in this doctrine. Nobody, we repeat, that we know of on the planet has brought this revelation into worldwide radio. And here we are boldly proclaiming it. We've not had one preacher publicly or any otherwise, with the exception of the fellow I told you last night, he just wanted to be removed from the email list because I guess the kitchen got too hot. Well, you know, that's what we're here for, to make it real hot for those lying scribes and those false prophets that are braying like a bunch of wild jackasses out on the horizon, out on the field, if you will, trying to capture and enslave unsuspecting souls. Well, we're here to save the sheep. Our message, our mission, if you will, is to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, we will let these other preachers worry about these others. We are only concerned. Our only concern is the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's the only command I have to preach to. And preach to you, I will. You may not like me, but if you'll listen to me long enough, I'll learn you things you never knew. Why? Because I have been chosen and delegated. The burden's been put on my shoulders. This is not a bragging sense. This is a burden to bring this revelation because it crosses all of the doctrines of man and the traditions of the world. Now, we got to do that because the Bible said the time would come that they won't endure sound doctrine, that is, prevail in this message, praise Yahweh, for the love of money, number one, is the separator. Love of tradition, number two, they love their Easter eggs, and they love their Christmas parades, and they love all these hullaboos that we call it, pagan, out of the Roman Empire carryovers, if you will, and things of this nature to deceive the very elect. Well, we won't get into that tonight because we've got an exciting series. I've got to use this time, but I want to tell you, praise Yahweh, that we believe we have got into some trailblazing information for you. Take it down. If you have questions, keep listening, because from time to time, we go back over these things to make our election and calling sure that we could give you some sound doctrine to stand on. Now, if you have any problem of understanding and you want more information, of course, you can contact Pastor Buddy here at the Shepherd's Call. My telephone number, it's the quickest way to get to me, ladies and gentlemen. And you can leave me a message if we're on the line and it's busy. We only have two lines coming in, and both of those pretty well stay pretty busy. But we have voicemail. We can take your message, and we can get back with you. That is Pastor Buddy. Number is 423-626-2172. My mailing address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Townsville, Tennessee. You can get in touch with us here at that address, or you can go to our website. Sister Sherry is going to bring that website and make it very visible to all those on our downline and her downline, and others will pass it around as well. And Monday night, I will be giving you that website address as it has changed from Posse Comitatus to another site. We'll be giving you. I don't have that information in front of me. Forgot to bring it in tonight into the studios. Well, we're going to go into the book of Luke, and we're going to start at chapter 23. Get your Bibles. Get ready to rumble in the jungle of the Scriptures. We're going to go here a little, there a little, and line upon line, precept upon precept, that we may fully establish the doctrine, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word, How can he hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? If he's a Yahweh man, if he's sent from the divine Shekinah, if he's called, chosen, and faithful, he will bring the truth. He will skin your hide from top to bottom. He will not spare the rod. He will whip you good with the scriptures and get you into line with the Holy Spirit. Now, that is a prerequisite. That is 100% absolutely necessary. And we're going to prove tonight that Christ was, in fact, a Galilean. Now, we're not just going to talk about that he was called a Galilean just for the sake of a better word. He wasn't called a Jew, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to prove that. If he, you see, 99% of the people in the world, you say, what about Jesus Christ? Do you think he was a Jew? Oh, yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's one of them God's chosen people. And those Jews are God's chosen people. Well, we have took that to task. We have proven beyond a shadow that that is incorrect. We give you scriptures, verse, and places to go in the Bible to refute that type of understanding. Tonight, we're going to nail it to the wall that he was indeed a Galilean. Not only was he a Galilean, but listen, he chose 12. And out of those 12, there was only one from the tribe of Judah, and he was a Jew. Now, this Jew is to say that he was a crossblood. We believe that Judas, and the Hellenization word is Judas, and the Hebrew word would be Judah. He was called Judah. He was named Judah in the Hebrew. He wasn't called Judas. He was only called Judas in the Greek. So he's called Judah. Now, very well, reason why is because he was a mixed blood Canaanite, Edomite. And he lived in the territory in the slums of Jerusalem, and from the other side of the tracks, if you will, the cross, I call it below the Mason-Dixon line, if you will. In this case, he was living below the line in the south of Judah. And he was chosen for this very purpose. And let me expound just a little bit on the information. He was a devil from the very beginning. Now, I'm going to repeat that. He was a devil from the very beginning. Now, the other 11 were Galileans. We'll prove that. Paul himself was a Galilean. So now we've got 12 up and one down. So now we've got the evidence, and we're going to prove that before the night's over. We're going to prove that Christ was referred to the kangaroo court, if you will, of Pilate and Herod. Yes, he was put before these evil ones, and when they found out he was a Galilean, now this is Pilate, when they found out he was a Galilean, my, it changed the jurisdiction real quick. And so Pilate shipped him over to Herod by simply finding out that the Messiah was not a Jew. Isn't that wonderful? Now, let me show you why. Herod, the Tetrarch, if you will, this Edomite, I proved to you last night he was an Edomite, a mixed blood Hebrew from the tribe of Judah with the infused blood of Cain in his veins, and so were a lot of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes who had, how snake he wants to get in favored places and high places, and they love those things, and they gyrate toward them, and it seems like Satan makes these seats available for them, and he blesses them in this role. Yes, they fill the role, and the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. So in Luke 23, now this is going to be exciting tonight. You better call a friend if you want to get in on these things. These things here possibly have been hid from your very eyes. Now, the whole multitude of them, when they arose, led him unto Pilate. Remember, he's been arrested now by Judas's betrayal. Remember, Judas was the devil from the beginning. He was from Judah. His name actually was not Judas. It was Judah. So then, we have Judah betraying him with the Canaanite blood, we believe, affection in his blood. And they begin to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is the anointed king." And Pilate asked him, as the Messiah was standing before him, Pilate said unto him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Now we wonder about that. And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Not that I say it, but you say that. Then said Pilate unto the chief priests and to the people, "Well, I can't find no fault in this man." But they were the more fierce. Now remember, these were the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and the chief priests, and so on, as they brought him and charged him that he was perverting the nation. Now, this is the nation of Israel. And when they were more fierce, saying, he stirs up the people, teaching throughout all of Judah, beginning, here's the key, mark it, underline it. If you're studying with Pastor Buddy now, I'm taking you places probably you haven't ever seen, but underline, beginning from Galilee to this place. Beginning from. Now, his ministry began in Galilee. Now, he is in Judea, the territory, as Jerusalem became the territory, it was actually Benjamin's, but the Jews stole it or claimed it, and by force they ruled over it. Now, verse 6, very important. You need to highlight it in your Bible. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked the Messiah, Jesus here, whether the man was a Galilean. Oh, ain't that odd? I wonder why. It's simply because that Herod was over Galilee, and Pilate was over Herod's territory, which was Judah. So therefore, there wouldn't be any, questions about favoritism. You know, it's a political ploy, if you will. So Pilate was the governor of Judah, and Herod was the governor of Galilee. Remember, he slew all of the male children in Galilee, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't go down into his own area and slay. He slayed those that were Galilean. And the Bible says Rachel, the Galilean woman that gave birth to the Galileans, and the sons of Israel, meaning that all of these Ephraimites in the whole 10 tribes, they were gathered under the umbrella of Ephraim. That's why the distich of Ephraim and Judah, as it is called, will be reunited. That means the whole house of Israel coming back together in 12 tribes. And as soon as he knew, now listen to this, he asked whether he was a Galilean, and as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself was also at Jerusalem at that time. Now we have proven here that Pilate had determined that this was a Galilean, and he had no jurisdiction over it. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. And when he questioned him in many words, but the Messiah, Yahweh, Shoyer, answered him nothing. What is it you say when you're before nothing, say nothing? And the chief priest, Canaanite priest. These are the despised Canaanites. They are infiltrated into the bloodline of Judah. We have given you the text where that this is possible, that these are the Canaanites descended from the bloodline. Remember, Christ said they were Abraham's seed, but they were of the devil. That means that they were miscegenated or crossbred or fornicators. And the chief priest and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. Now, we got him today, too. And Herod and his men of war after Herod. Now, Herod turned against him just as soon as the Messiah wouldn't play ball with him or perform a magic trick, let's say. Herod and his men set him and mocked him and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day, listen to this now, this is very intriguing, and the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together. For before that, there was enmity between them. Now, isn't that strange that when you gang up on the innocent and the righteous, that these two who were enemies before became fast friends to do him in? Now, I want you, while you're there, to go back to Luke chapter 22, and I've got to hurry to get all this in. Luke chapter 22, and I'm going to give you a verse 59. Now, I'm going to explain to you real quick because I ain't got time to go into it. I wish I did have and take the time and preach it and teach it to you, give you a very good understanding. And I want you to highlight verse 59. Peter was in the courtyard. Remember, he followed the disciple afar off, the Messiah, and so did that other disciple. Now, that is a very interesting thing, that other disciple. There's nothing mentioned of him, and only Pastor Buddy preaches and teaches who that other disciple was, what he done. Yes, they were two snakes here to deceive. Oh, my. Yes, there was two collaborators to give witness. These two false witnesses were in the entourage. One of these that betrayed him was also a Galilean. Now, that's very strange that I would say that, but this is the truth. we believe that's why that he was later rejected, and later because of that Paul was added to the ministry to bring it back to the correct number. Verse 59, and Peter was out in the courtyard warming himself by another fire. He wanted to see the end, and so in about the space of 1 hour after another, confidently, they affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow was also with him, talking about Peter with the Messiah. See, they done convicted the Messiah of insurrection and what could he be called? He was a rebel, and they're fixing to kill him. Here, Peter is caught and brought in before the very same court, and they said, we know that you yourself are a Galilean, because they knew that Christ was a Galilean, and they said, for you are a Galilean, Peter. Now, if you will go quickly now over to Matthew chapter 26, as we go over to 26, Matthew, hurry there, if you will. Now I'm on a short take here. We're coming down to the bottom of there that quick. Praise Yahweh. Chapter 26, let's try to get it in and get under the wire here. Matthew chapter 26, and we're going to verse 69. You will see some more interesting things here. It's a confirmation, if you will. Now, Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, you were also with Jesus of Galilee. Huh. Why would they call him Jesus of Galilee? Because he was a Galilean. Now, to be a Galilean, he would have had to been birthright born in the 10 northern kingdom tribes. Correct? Correct. Praise Yahweh. Now, if you will go to Luke 22 now, verse 59, where we were reading, again, it confirms that Peter was identified in the mouth of the witnesses as a Galilean, and that they acknowledged that Jesus himself was a Galilean. Now, if we look at these strange scriptures here, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy is bringing out the message for you that you may truly understand, proving beyond a shadow of doubt he was not a Jew, he was a Galilean. Now, to be born a Galilean, birthright born into Galilee, then we understand why Pilate had no jurisdiction over him, that he had to be turned over to Herod, who was over Galilee. Now, here we go in verse 55 of Luke chapter 23. Follow me there, if you will, in the 55th verse. Let me give you that after the break, ladies and gentlemen, because this is good stuff. You don't want to miss the rest of the show, praise Yahweh. You hurry on back, praise Yahweh, and Pastor Buddy be back in two. Remember, we're going to be on 2000soundwaves.com Monday at 9. You come there with us, praise Yahweh, and we'll continue some of these good, exciting things that we've got for you. Praise Yahweh. We'll be back in two. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. We are in Luke 23:55 as we came down to the break. Quickly go there, if you will. And while you're there, let me show you how to mess up your Bible real good. Get you a highlighter, an underliner, or something of that nature. Just mark and scribble, make notes, if you will. If you've been keeping notes separate from your Bible, you've done the wrong thing. You see, sometimes you might not have your notebook. Make your notes in your Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 55, proving that Christ and his entourage was Galilean, with the exception of Judah. Judah was a Jew. Now, Judah was a crossbreed Jew. He wasn't a full-blooded Jew. In other words, a Judite, if you will, a Yehudite is the proper term here. But he was a mixed breed. He had Cain blood in him. That's why he hated the Messiah. If you want to know, there was a conspiracy of these high ones, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes, and the chief priests, who were loved the chief seats, you see, in the Sanhedrin court. These were the ones that were had a warrant out for the arrest of the Messiah because he was a Galilean, preaching that these very Jews were tainted bloodline. I'm telling you, this raised their, it just really made them mad, praise Yahweh, for lack of a better word, and they were mad enough to kill him, and they eventually did. And verse 55, also, which came with him from Galilee, followed him and beheld the scepter, and how his body was laid. The women which came with him from Galilee. These women were Galileans. Now, isn't that something? Praise Yahweh. Now, if you'll draw you a line from verse 55 up to Luke chapter 24, verse 6, underline verse 6. The angel spake unto them and said, this angel knew where he was at, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, they knew who he was. He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. Judas was a sinful man. He was a devil from the very beginning. He was nothing but a Canaanite bloodline corrupted Jew, or from the tribe of Yehuda, Judah. These are the ones, ladies and gentlemen, that the war is all about tonight. This is what's wrong. We have been lied to. The very ones that we have been made to believe that are God's chosen people are in fact Satan's chosen people. They have been chosen to deceive you. And if you are like me, for over 30 years, Pastor Buddy, a preacher, preaching like the trees falling, as the old saying goes, man, I'd work up a lather and sweat and glory to God, them, God bless them Jews, they're God's chosen people. And didn't understand that there's two breed lines of Jews. There is one righteous bloodline of Judah and one unrighteous. It's the unrighteous that are causing all of the problems. These are the tares and the wheat. These are the ones that we must discern out and know how to deal with. Now, if you will, quickly go back to Matthew chapter 26, quickly, verse 32, and I will confirm this scripture here for you in verse 32. After that I am risen, now he said in 31, let me give you that one, then said Jesus unto them, all you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Well, what a prophetic saying. Praise Yahweh. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into... He didn't go back to these old, as we are being led to believe. Why didn't he go back to Bethlehem, Judea, if he was from Bethlehem, Judea? He's born there. Why did he gyrate or want to go back to Galilee? It's your home place, ladies and gentlemen. He was a Galilean. He was never a Jew. We'll take on anybody on that subject. Just call in Pastor Buddy. Call me here at area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to debate that Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea, why don't you just call me up? We'll get it on. And we will take off the gloves, too. I mean, we ain't going to kid-box you. We're going to kick your butt, take your name, and we're going to chase you out of town or ride you out on the rail like they used to do, praise Yahweh, these false prophets. Better yet, they cut some of our heads off. Well, that ain't legal today, but we will spiritually, surgically take your head off and a few more items that we could speak of, praise Yahweh, too many to mention, as we would dissect you real good about this debate, praise Yahweh. And while he yet spake, the chief priest came in, and this is verse 47. Lo, Judah, one of the 12, came with a great multitude with swords and staves, and he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I kiss, oh, these serpent seed, man, they just boil my blood. They stand before you as very pious, holy ones. Say long prayers, wear long robes. Ladies and gentlemen, beware of them before they are the serpent seed. Now, quickly, Luke chapter 13. I'm going to show you how they treated. This is on another message, but it proves a point here. Luke 13. I don't know whether you know it or not, but there is a blood-sucking race on the earth that craves blood. They love the blood of the Israelites. Why? Because of the light blood of Israel, it is congealed light blood, and it gives life, and these snakes need it to survive, because every seventh or eighth generation, if they don't mix their blood, then they become sterile, and they wipe themselves out. That's why that they are vampirish in their nature, proving that they did this in Luke 13 and 1. Now, if you're there, hurry, 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 hurry. Praise Yahweh. I'm riding a fast horse tonight. I just can't wait on you. You need two or three Bibles, ladies and gentlemen. Luke 13 and 1. If I were present at that season, some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. Now remember, Pilate was over Judah. You mean they would go up? Who was it that went up into the northern Ten Kingdom tribes and killed all the little male children, 2 years old and down? You know what they done? They took wine vats and ox carts, and as they cut the children's head off, they saved their blood. Need I tell you why? Well, I just told you here in the 13th chapter and the first verse. Get with the program here, ladies and gentlemen, and quit being Mr. Misery's nice. Oh, God loves everybody. Glory to God. Well, we'll cover Luke 23:34 here for you and tell you that the Greek text said, forgive them not, for they know what they do. These are the ones that knew. There were those present that told the Messiah about the Galileans, the 10 northern tribes whose blood Pilate mingled with the sacrifice. In other words, you see, what they would do, they would save this blood. Now, they killed, ladies and gentlemen, a large number of these children. Herod did. And old Pilate said, well, hey, Herod, don't waste their blood. Send it on down to the temple down here, and me and the chief Pharisees, we'll mix it with the sacrifice and the meat and sweeten it up. You see, they love blood. Human blood, or in this case, let me strike that word, human. This wasn't human blood. This was righteous blood. This was the covenant birthright blood that they were drinking and partying over. My heavens, it just stirs me all to pieces. Praise Yahweh. But there you go. Now, mark that. Now, we'll come back and teach on that at another time, on blood sacrifices of the Canaanites, how they do it, why they do it, and where they do it. Now, quickly, over to the book of Acts, we're going to prove that all of the disciples that were following him were Galilean, with the exception of Judah. Judah was this crossbred Edomite, Canaanite Jew that had slipped in. Now, he was known from the very beginning. The Messiah knew who he was. He knew him all along. He didn't have him fooled. He thought he did. He kissed him, and he was very affectionate, and he's very close. But remember in the 13th chapter of John, that the Messiah was having his farewell party. Yeah, he had him a farewell party. Praise Yahweh. And he said, now I'm going to drink of the fruit of this vine, and it wasn't grape juice. If you're that weak, you don't need to listen to Pastor Buddy. If you can't sit down and drink you a little wine for your stomach taking off and infirmities, I wish I could afford the best wine on the earth, and we'd have to go on to, in Champagne, I guess, France, to get some of the first choice. But then California in the Napa Valley, old Brother Bob would correct me down there. They grow some good stuff there, too, right here in the good old USA. So, Brother Bob, drink up tonight in remembrance of the California wine. Praise Yahweh. And note tonight that these are the disciples that followed the Messiah, and they were Galilean. Now, we're going to Acts chapter 2, and we're going into verse 7. We're going to prove that every living one of them. Now, remember, Judas had done died. He went out and hung himself immediately after he betrayed the Messiah for 30 pieces of silver. And you know what they did, the Jews who had covenanted with him, they said, well, this is blood money. We can't take it. So they cast it into the treasure to buy a potter's field, if you will, or a poor man's cemetery is a better word. And that's what the body and the blood of the Messiah was accounted that valuable for. Now, they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another. Now, you got to read the whole from Acts 2. I don't have time. Acts 2 down to 7 to get the take on this. There were dwelling at Jerusalem, verse 5, Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Jews. And when this was noise abroad, and the multitude came together, they were confounded, because that every man, they heard him speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak, what are they? They're Judeans. Guess again. What were these 11 that were gathered with the other, which made a total of 120 on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost fell upon them? Every living one of them that it fell upon was Galilean. No exceptions. Shows you went to the birthright children first, praise Yahweh. Now, it is true, and I'm going to sometime in the future prove to you that many of these righteous Judeans out of the correct bloodline of Pharez and Zara, these were the ancient Israelites that were blood-worthy to have part with the Messiah. You see, they got a gate. Judah is right in there in his possession field. He rectified his wrong. We all do wrong. You're no exception. Judah's no exception here. For we all are saved by grace and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of Yahweh. And if you get there, you'll get there by the skin of your teeth. So by the divine grace of Yahweh and the direction through the wisdom of Tamar, as you see now, we know that stupid Isaac. You know, some of those old gray-headed prophets are stupid. Isaac was one of them, meaning that he leaned to his flesh. You ever do that? My problem in life always has been that I like to follow the flesh. When the Spirit has bidden me what to do, then my heart overrules my head. And it's very hard to go against your heart because heart is connected to flesh. Well, Isaac, he wanted to bless old Esau. That scumbag. Here, old blind Isaac, reaching around and feeling for his son with the smell of a wild animal. He was a very hairy individual. He was a red Edomite, if you will, and he'd married the Edomites, praise Yahweh, and from this bloodline union came down the Edomites that were present in the temple as Pharisees and Sadducees and chief priests and scribes and so on and so forth. And these all marvel, saying, behold, are not all these speak Galileans? Proving that the 11, with the exception of the one, were all Galileans that followed him. Praise Yahweh. Now, I want to assure you in John chapter 4. Let's go back to the book of John chapter 4. Let me give you a verse of scripture there. In John chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 45, if you will. Chapter 4 of John, verse 45. Now, when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things which he done at Jerusalem at the feast, for they were also went up to the feast. And so then, Jesus came again unto Canaan, Galilee, where he had made the water to wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Now, when they heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, they went out to see the signs and the wonders. Ladies and gentlemen, when he was come into Galilee, he was a Galilean. Now, chapter 5, verse 18, we'll see as he goes from town to town, city to city, that we're going to show you how that they would kill him or try to take him. Now, we are talking about the sick man that he heals on the Sabbath day, and the Jews say, oh, this is against the law. Glory to God. You can't do these things on the Sabbath day. Well, there's a bunch of hypocrites, because he told them, you said you hypocrites. You loose your ass on the Sabbath, and you feed them, and can I heal this man who is very impotent here? Verse 14, afterward, Jesus finds him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole, sin no more, at least the worst thing come upon you. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Now, verse 16, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father, which worketh hereunto, and I work. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that everybody on the earth would appreciate the Messiah returning and preaching the same gospel I'm preaching? You believe he'd get the same treatment that Pastor Buddy's getting now? You believe that many would believe on him? Mm-mm, no. You believe that there'd be just a few? Yes. You believe that the majority of the world would persecute him, including the Christians? Oh, that word makes me sick anyway. These so-called, these bell bunks, these, oh, they love to wear their Easter bunnies on, you know, and they love to stroll in, and the big preacher up front, he likes to introduce Dr. So-and-so, and PhD so-and-so, and engineer so-and-so. Oh, they love to have the elite of the earth. These are, to me, it is the poor people of the earth who deserve to hear this gospel. And as we preach it without charge, we've got people that send me little love offerings and little tithings, and it's not the amount they send, it's what they send with the love attached to it, because I know they're poor. And I know that they need their monies for other things. I have people that need to buy medicine for their sick bodies. And they give up tithing every month for Pastor Buddy to be on this radio program. I know professional men that work extra hard to support me. and for that I'm eternally grateful. Now, listen here. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said that God was his Father, making himself equal to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? He was God manifest in the flesh. Go over to John 10:30. Well, prove it to you. Praise Yahweh. I want to get back over. I want to close out tonight. Let me see here. Where's my wife? Well, I don't have time. My heavens, my time just flies. Praise Yahweh. John 10:30. Listen as I read in the 30th verse. I and my Father are one. Remember they, when he said that he was equal with God, making God his Father, then they did throw rocks at him. I and the Father are one. And then, here it is, verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. If you go to John 8:59, you'll see they tried it again over there. And the Messiah, Jesus, answered, said, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these do you stone me? The Jews answered and said, for a good work we stone you not, but for blasphemy, for because thou being a man, makest thyself God. Oh, hallelujah. He was God in the flesh. Praise Yahweh. No wonder I love him so much. I'm so thrilled tonight to have you in the audience. Now, this is Pastor Buddy and Shepherd's Call. I'm out of time, folks. Let me tell you something real quick again. Let me remind you, you, my listening audience, my little flock, praise Yahweh. I love you very much. Stay tuned. And now, next Monday night when we leave Truth Radio, we will be going immediately to soundwaves2000.com. And there we will engage the enemy for another hour. And we'll preach deliverance to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So you make a note to turn with us, follow us over there, and hear the rest of the story. I may reiterate some of the things that I've preached on truth. And if it is, it'll give you a chance to catch up and make some real solid notes. As you say, Pastor Buddy, you go so fast, we can't keep up with you. Well, you know, I have a short time to work here. I'm 65 years old, and I'm on the other hill going down the slope towards eternity. So I've got to work while it's live, for the time comes when no man can work. So while I'm healthy, feeling good, and praising Yahweh, I want to work while it's light. Praise Yahweh. So remember that. Now, let me give you my mailing address, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824, and you can call me here at area code 423-626-2172. If you're a first-time caller, call me. If you're the seventh-time caller, call me again. And talk to me. Praise Yahweh. As I say, I'm just a lonesome old preacher. Praise Yahweh. That needs to have some fellowship and talk. Praise Yahweh. I appreciate all those that support the Shepherd's Call, and especially those that have sacrificed, as I've indicated, to do so. I really appreciate it. You won't lose your reward. There's something good coming, and it's coming real quick down the line of life. Praise Yahweh. For those that have loved and served him, for the straight is the way, and there's a gate. Few there be that find it, and strive to enter its straight gate. Now, let me tell you about Miracle 2. This is my sponsoring flagship product that I use to pay my time here, the brethren that sell this product. They contribute every dime of it, and then some. They go into their pockets, because this doesn't support our radio needs as we're growing in radio. Praise Yahweh. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. I'm telling you, this is a wonderful man. You would love to talk with this individual here. He is a knowledgeable man in scriptures. He knows the plan. He knows what the enemy's doing. And he's sponsoring us tonight on Miracle 2 show. Now, Dr. Jack, another marvelous man, one of the greatest men I've ever met, is Dr. Jack. 1-888-281-7320. These are fine men behind the product. So call them up. Say, I listen to Pastor Buddy, and I just want you guys to know that we love and appreciate what you're doing for Pastor Buddy. So it makes him feel good. Dr. Gary got a call from an individual the other night, and they talked to him, praise Yahweh, and it made his day, praise Yahweh. So those things help. You see, they need encouraging, as Pastor Buddy does. So don't let me down. Call me here at area code 423-626-2172. If you like to have these series of tapes that we've done on Bethlehem Ephratah, you just call Pastor Buddy. Remember, they are archived. You can go up on your archives on truthradio.com, and you can find us there. They're also on 2000soundwaves.com. You can hear the show there. Praise Yahweh. Beginning Monday night, we'll be on live. Hallelujah. So you make a note. Pass the word around, if you will. Get on that email. Sister Sherry, our webmaster, is working feverishly to get this thing up and going. Praise Yahweh. So I won't give her telephone out tonight because she's not feeling that well, but I will if she will permit me to give her telephone out if you need information on how to get up rather than me, because I'm so dumb. They get me up here, and I don't even know where I'm at half the time, praise Yahweh. But when I get in the book, I know exactly where I'm at. So I delight in you tonight, Jacob Israel. I love you. You are the heartbeat of my desires to preach the gospel in truth and revelation to you tonight. So call a friend, tell them, Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call is also going to 2000 Soundwaves. At soundwaves2000, I guess, .com. We'll be there Monday night beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you'd like to come over and share with us in Bible study, we'll just have a good old time. Praise Yahweh. Later on, believe it or not, we may even have call-in privileges where you can call us directly on the show and talk to us here on 2000soundwaves2000.com. And we think that is an added bonus to the feature of why we're going there. We'd like to talk to you a little bit. Praise Yahweh. Pastor Buddy, would like to talk to you tonight on the landline. And we'll see you Monday night, praise Yahweh, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Truth Radio for more truth and a new series of beginnings. Praise Yahweh. Have a good one, ladies and gentlemen. And Jacob Israel, we love you. Keep yourself unspotted from the world. And remember, he was a Galilean.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio station. Praise Yahweh.